Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, Government Policies, Part 2. Today's topic, Reparations. Reparations, defined, is the act of making amends or giving compensation for a wrong or injury. This is an ancient concept, found in the oldest known laws such as an eye for an eye. Much of our legal system today is built around reparations. The concept of suing someone is seeking reparations for past wrongs. Reparations were a common outcome of war treaties. For example, at the end of World War I, the Treaty of Versailles set up reparations to be paid by Germany to Allied countries. This was to cover the costs and damages of the war, and justified by the viewpoint that Germany was the aggressor. In today's money, Germany had to pay the equivalent of $442 billion in gold, and eventually, after defaulting on payments, assets like railways. Even then, these reparations were considered extreme, and seeded the animosity that would bring the Nazis into power. Following World War II, Germany again paid reparations, but less in the form of money and more through forced labor in the Soviet Union and Allied countries. This is a topic worthy of an episode at a later date. Germany also paid billions of dollars to Holocaust survivors and the country of Israel. Japan paid reparations to several countries for World War II up until 1977. Iraq is still paying Kuwait reparations for the Gulf War, which took place in 1991. But reparations are not always about war, and sometimes come about as an apology for past indignities. Canada has attempted to reconcile abuses towards Indigenous populations by funding services and financial compensation. South Africa paid victims of apartheid. Peru, Colombia, the Philippines, the Ivory Coast, Chile, and Morocco have all paid victims of abuse from previous political regimes. Finally, in 1988, Ronald Reagan signed a law that provided financial compensation to still-living victims of Japanese internment. There is limited research on reparations and their impact on past or presently marginalized groups. In the United States, there are current calls for reparations for abuses towards the African American population. This includes current COVID-19 health disparities, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, and slavery. Slavery reparations have been proposed in numerous countries over the last 3 decades. However, as of yet, slavery reparations in the United States have not been formally proposed. This has been your 3-Minute Lesson. See you on Wednesday.